worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
I'd like to competitively eat here today, please.
Ian Hunter.
Gorillas are great with kids.
Mickey.
I don't buy into a lot of stuff. Just talk about a lot of stuff.
And Lazy E.
Bali ba, who's swimming now?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
You may not have caught a Pokemon, but you did catch our podcast in your podcatcher. Welcome to a freak accident. I'm Crisco, and I am joined by Lazy E.
You're getting worse than me.
As the days go on, I just get progressively worse. That's entropy, my friend.
I don't know what that means.
We've also got Ian Hunter.
What's going on, guys?
And we've got Mickey.
Lazy E is staring at the ceiling because of your comment.
I've ruined his outlook on life. He's just now looking to the stars waiting for oblivion.
My mind is now on E.
There are so many different applications of your name. It's wonderful.
I know. It's great.
I'm glad your mom named you that.
I know. We come from a long line of E lineage.
Right.
You know, like Cookie Monster. He's a distant cousin. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's afreakaccident.com. Head to that site. You can click around, find out some different stuff about the show. You can also click connect on the menu bar and find links to all of our different social media pages and profiles and all that good stuff. So you can interact with us, reach out. Don't forget, you can always send us an email. The email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. And do not forget, if you're a podcast listener on the regular, you can find us on iTunes or Google Play Music, or really anywhere podcasts are downloaded. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a good review, and just enjoy the show. We pop new ones out every single week, and this week's I'm pretty proud of.
And if they ever want to send me a message, they just have to email. See?
You invented that, didn't you?
I did.
You could take credit for that. I don't think anybody would argue with you about it.
I hope not. There is a Lazy E Ranch.
I know.
And I'm going to go to the Lazy E Rodeo at it. It's going to be great.
That's the kind of thing that would just create a singularity. Like a black hole would form and suck reality into it because there's too much repetition.
It just happened in my head.
Wow, there was something in there to like create a singularity.
Ouch.
She insulted me last week. It comes back. Left hook.
Love karma.
I come back off the ropes with a flurry.
Burn.
That's a boxing reference. You would know because you've never watched sports or TV or anything.
Just sounds like you would flutter off the ropes.
Well, I would. That's kind of what I'm talking about.
And there's the counter punch.
Wow.
That one hurt, too. That was a gut punch. Ooh, knocked the wind out of me.
And you've got nothing. You've got nothing.
No, we have a show to do.
I'll tell you what, though. The gut punch, man, at least I've got equipment here to take it, to take a punch like that. I'm increasingly getting dad bod going on with my physique here. I don't know if you've noticed.
High five on that, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Screw it. Yeah. That's my life motto. Screw it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, dad bod is really popular, and it's one of those things you don't need to do anything to get that shape. You just don't care.
Can I say, like, if this, all this new revelation, nerds are popular, dad bod's in. If this all happened back into the 90s, I would have been the hottest kid in school.
Yeah, you would have been the most popular dude of all time.
I know. I mean, if Lazy Eyes went in, I would have been a home run. I'd have been Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise or the weirdos.
Good one. Was that your other burn?
Yeah, I've got a million of them.
Yeah, that was good.
But anyway, I do work out, but it's I eat a lot too. I eat a lot of crap. I eat a lot of cheeseburgers, a lot of pizza, beef jerky, wings. I drink a lot of beer, so it's kind of like, you know, I do not have a six pack per se. Okay, I'm a little bit squishy around the midsection.
You have a keg.
okay, sure. It's not huge, but it's there, right? So anyway, I'm at the radio station today, and well, it was unfortunate because I had to walk around all day, you know, having to hold my pants up because I went to the I went to the bathroom. Now, to my credit, these pants, these shorts, I've had since high school. I've had these shorts since high school. Went to the bathroom. Went to, like, put everything back together, you know, re-button.
Put it back together.
Put the button in, and it just went ping and flew off. I was like, oh, crap. So I had to just, you know, zip up and hold them in place as I walked around until I got to a place where I could sit down.
I've had that happen before. Next time that happens, here's what you do.
Solidarity, man. Thank you.
Hey, man. Here's what you do. You get a clothespin. And you do, like, the ghetto thing. You put it between the... And you clip it together. Boom, you're set.
Or, like, a safety pin?
Yeah, yeah, that'll also work.
Or if you don't have any of that, a paperclip.
Yeah, I was just going to say paperclip. Or I could just get a stapler and staple it together.
Or you could do that.
I've done that.
Have you?
I've done that.
In a pinch, you got to do what you got. How many times has this happened to you?
Twice.
Wow. That is more than too many.
Now, not in, like, recent years, but... It has happened.
One time for me is enough. I wasn't exactly happy about that, so I think I really got to start hitting those abdominal workouts a little bit.
Yeah, and less of the cheeseburger workouts.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah, it's not like, I mean, I work out enough, but I work out and exercise specifically so I can eat that crap and not be a million pounds.
That's pretty much what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you run because you want to be able to eat donuts.
I like pizza, so I run.
Right, exactly. That's why the Krispy Kreme runs are going to be so much fun later on this year, because I'm really closing the gap on those two ideas. Running and donuts at the same time, that could be dangerous.
Yeah, what happens, though? You continue the eating habits, but the working out starts fading away.
Oh, that's when the dad bod comes in full swing.
Well, that's not dad bod anymore. That's Jabba the Hutt.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The way I eat? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think Jabba is a in thing now.
It's coming, though.
Really?
I mean, dad bods now. Think about what's going to happen in 3 years.
True.
We're only progressing as a society in multiple ways.
Progressing in our degressing of health. Like, our health slowly degrades over time, but we're progressively minded. So it's, oh, great. We don't care so much about the fact that we're all going to die early.
I mean, you've seen enough obese people to know that eventually that's going to be the new norm.
It already is the new norm. What? Like, more than a half of the country is now obese now, they said.
Then it really is it obese? We're just normal.
Well, I don't think the science of what constitutes an average body weight changes.
It's just a number. You're good.
What are numbers, man? What do they even mean?
Yeah. How do magnets work? Miracles. ICP reference. You only get that on a freak accident.
I know what it was, and I hate that it's here. I want to purge it with fire. Hit it. Hit it with a bat a million times until it goes away.
ICP is like, I don't know, the Beatles.
Stop it. No.
They're the Beatles.
No.
Why are the Beatles?
You're right. They're not the Beatles. They're better.
No, they're worse.
It's ICP.
All right. I need to, I really need to change the subject, so.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
We've got some listener mail here on A Freak Accident, and if you want to send us something, I mentioned it before, I'll mention it again, freaks@afreakaccident.com. This one actually came a couple weeks ago, and I just missed it because of all the spam that we get on a regular basis. People trying to, oh, hey, you know, we can help you move that money that's sitting in your account. Yeah, well, first of all, there's no money in that account, so joke's on you, Fulio. And second of all, I'm sure you could not help at all.
I really thought you were going to say my mother just kept sending emails.
Oh, no. She hasn't sent one in a while, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but, you know, we pitched the question a couple weeks ago, and I do apologize for not getting to this one earlier because, again, I just missed it in the spam. But we heard from Dexter about distractions at work.
Okay.
Do you remember my chicken story from a few episodes back?
Yeah.
You can head to podcast.afreakaccident.com. You can actually check back, hear about this thing that disrupted my entire work day. I ended up chasing chickens through the woods.
It wasn't the button flying off your pants today?
Well, that was today. That's something different, though. The chicken story is another story, Mickey. Come on, stay on topic.
Just think, if that chicken story had happened just 3 weeks later, it would have been perfectly normal for you running around trying to catch some animals.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's running around now with Pokemon Go.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the connection.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you could say, you call me fat? Because no. Of course I'd be chasing a delicious chicken around.
Mickey got the reference. Mickey got the reference. Mickey got it. And you two didn't.
I can't wait for it to be cooked. Just give me it now. Chicken. What did Dexter say?
So Dexter said, we asked listeners to send in some things that interrupted their workday. So he sent this message. He said, "What's up, freaks? I was a supervisor in a high-volume call center with about 50 people on the floor in my department." First of all, who made him a supervisor?
I know.
You gotta understand, listener, we know Dexter from years ago. We all worked in radio together. So I was already not well-liked, as I was a 23-year-old managing employees generally much older and with years of experience on me.
Now, you see, that's believable, not very likable. Come on.
That's Lazy E at afreakaccident.com. One day, about halfway through the workday, a woman stands up from her desk, removed her headset, and starts screaming, "Hey guys, let's go, let's go, woo!" while clapping and dancing-ish.
Wait, I'm
immediately terrified. This is definitely interrupting my day.
Hang on a second. Was he working in a call center, or was he working in a call center, and he was really in a hospital getting checked?
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. But this lady needed to go to the hospital.
Padded room. Why.
Then she fell to the floor and immediately started convulsing.
I'm going to go back to my original question.
I ran over, and my first instinct was to see if she was responsive to her name. She was not. I ran to my desk to call 911, but for whatever reason, the call center couldn't dial out to 911. Because that makes sense. A million phones, and none of them are working. Someone else grabbed a mobile phone, and he points out that this was 2002, so there were no smartphones or anything like that. Mobile phones were still probably back then, 2002, more or less a
more
new
unique.
Thing. Yeah, not many people had them, I would expect. They called 911, an ambulance on the way. The woman then snaps out of it, quote unquote, gets up and goes out to smoke a cigarette, all while refusing to go to the hospital. We eventually forced her into an ambulance when EMS arrived after a long protest. Then the boss, who everyone hates, that is me, had to tell 50 employees, "Okay, everyone's fine now. Get back to those phones." Yeah, not cool. Anyway, that's my story.
I still think he was in a crazy hospital.
He might have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was really just looking at a snow globe and all this happened.
Reading Clifford the Big Red Dog in the one room.
There was a crazy person. There was a crazy. Yes. Put in the shot.
So that's that edition of Listener Mail. Listener, like I said, if you've got a funny story or if you've got commentary on anything we talk about on the show, again, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And last week we pitched it out to you. We've got a lot of new listeners. We've seen like a record-setting month the last month.
Yeah.
We're seeing a lot of new listeners coming from all over the place geographically as well as demographically. So we wanted to let you ask you to let us know how you found the show, what you like about it, what you'd like to see more of, and tell us where you're from and something weird about where you live. We've got a couple emails. It's not necessarily like we're going to put any of them on the air, or all of them on the air, rather. If it's got something good in it, then absolutely. Just don't make up stuff, because then we're going to look dumb, and I don't want to look dumb.
Well,
we do
more
that enough.
So.
Yeah. We do that enough already. We don't need your help. So, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Be sure to reach out to us. We'd be thrilled to hear from you.
Yeah.
We got a great episode lined up today, though. I say that every week, but I mean it every week. The show's the best.
The best.
I love being here. I love being around you fine people.
Well, fine.
And
I
love being in these listeners' ears. It's warm in here.
Ooh,
it's kind of echoey.
Ooh, stop that. No.
That's where we reside.
No, but
when,
you don't
when we're
say
not
that.
Stored on a server somewhere under a mountain.
Please. You're just getting creepy.
I upgraded to the mountain server, too. Did I mention that? So if a nuclear attack happens, guess what? A freak accident survives.
Then but we don't.
Yeah, but the gas mask in the logo takes on a different meaning at that point.
Gas mask?
Gas mask.
You said gas mask.
Gas mask.
That's the second time you've done that.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Historically.
You having trouble?
I always have trouble.
Your grammar sucks so much.
I know it does. This is nothing new. People who've been listening to this show for a long while or listening to any of my broadcast adventures should know me by now. Anyway, today on the show, Pokemon Go is sweeping the nation.
Pokemon!
Gotta catch them all! I'm the only one who probably knows the song. Okay, so Pokemon Go, we're going to talk about that. UFC had a big weekend, a lot of news.
Big and bad.
Yeah, in some ways, sure. We've got another edition of Yes or BS.
Yes.
Ian's very excited about this.
Yes.
Mickey, on the other hand, is not.
Super excited. That's what she is.
I hate my life.
You're the returning champion, though, so you have to defend your honor against the two of us.
I'm a returning champion by default.
No, you've won
Lazy
every game.
Lazy E's default.
You've legitimately won every single one of these matches. I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all, it wasn't me. It was Lazy Mickey. That's a game show host.
The host of the show.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Blame me for some other guy's mess up.
Right. so that's coming back after a long absence. So it's going to be great to finally get... Maybe Mickey will be rusty and Ian or I will actually be able to beat her.
It's very possible.
Yes. We've got an interview, an amazing interview that Lazy E somehow secured.
Woo!
Ric Flair gonna be on a freak accident this episode.
Tear in my eye.
I bet, man. How did you not just cry the entire time?
Very close.
Yeah.
Several times.
So he'll be talking to the Nature Boy a little bit later on, and we've got a music segment too. Some new songs we're gonna review and a new album as well. It's all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Aren't you glad you're here?
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
I don't even know how I got addicted to it.
Because it's amazing. Pokemon is great.
I'm 33.
Yeah.
I never got into it when it originally came out. Pokemon Go comes. I'm all in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was in sixth grade during the original Pokemon craze. So, of course, I was right in that target demographic. I collected all the cards. I played the games. I watched the TV show. So, I mean, I was all about it. I bought in. That's why it's interesting why now, you know, I'm not playing this game. It's really, really peculiar. I mean, to my credit, I tried. I tried to download the freaking thing. But the moment I got it on the phone, it was like, make your character. Okay, I did that. And it's like, you ready to go? Yep, I hit it. And then it just froze. And it wouldn't go beyond that. So I was like, well, I guess I'm just not destined to partake.
Keep trying. They're doing an update tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
Well, they better, because that was a load of crap. I wanted to catch me a Pikachu, and I ended up not getting anything. Now, Mickey, I am proud of you. You actually took it upon yourself to download this game. I'm shocked you know how technology works. But
I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason I downloaded it in the first place is because I broke my phone last week and I'm using my old phone.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, it's my old phone. Don't really care about this one. I'll download it. Guess what? Server crashed after 5 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? It's my favorite picture on the internet now. Murderer took a picture of Mickey wandering around her backyard trying to catch Pokemon, and I think I equated it before. It's like the Bigfoot picture where Bigfoot's walking through the trees and kind of looking back over his shoulder. It was kind of like that.
Yep, that happened.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. Murderer really hates this game, though.
I really hate this game. Now, I think it's dumb.
Okay, so it's dumb, but he seems to hate it with like the fury of hell, like the fury of all seven hells. He hates it
because we've just made society that much dumber.
Oh,
like let's not go out and hang out with our friends. No, we're gonna stare at our phones and go walk around. Great.
That was happening before this game.
Yeah. I know, and we're making it worse.
No, you know what?
People are associating with other people through this game.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Somebody already met someone that they've fallen in love with. I think they actually were the guy proposed to the girl already.
It's been a week.
Yeah, these things move fast when you know you have the one. You have the one. You jump on that. Just kind of like when you see that Pokemon, you throw the Pokeball, you catch it before it gets away. It's the same spirit.
Yeah, you've got to catch them while you can.
Right.
I started playing it. It was Saturday. And I'm like, I got to try this out. I got to see what it's all about, what's all the fuss. And I was like, all right, we'll get into this. Then I start walking down my street. I'm like, this is going to get bad. This is going to get really bad. I know where Poke spots are to get the new balls.
Well, the funny thing is, you know it's gotten deep because you're talking to the one guy we work with. As I'm leaving, they're talking about where they're going to go to restock on Poke supplies, which Poke stop they're going to go to, and where all the Pokemon hang out. Apparently, they really congregate around landmarks. Like, if there's a town square, like there is in our local city, there's a downtown right in the middle.
Yeah,
there's
know.
A bunch of crap down there. You've probably seen it.
Yeah, because I work right there.
Right.
Oh, man, you're
so
lucky.
It's so nice that people can wander around with their phones and not go look for a job.
Has anybody got hit by a running pedestrian yet or anything like that?
Probably.
Because that's the thing. The accidents have been happening with this. People have been wandering into traffic. And there have been quite a few accidents, actually, where injury has been sustained.
Where I work, that's all people do. They come into where I work, and they walk around the store just trying to catch Pokemon.
To be fair, you work at a place that sells video games and DVDs.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm saying it's happening.
Yeah, get out of here unless you're going to buy something.
I'm just mad that my phone will not adapt to Pokemon Go on it.
See, now, if businesses were intelligent, they would charge an admission to come in to catch Pokemon.
It's already happening.
There you go. See? That's the free market, baby.
Not only that, there's certain bars, even a couple around our area, that are throwing parties. They're having all the markers right in their place at that night, at that moment, and it's an all-ages party. You're going to have a way for businesses. You don't need to charge people to get in.
Right.
They're going to buy all your drinks. They're going to do all that. And, even businesses that aren't bars, they're doing it like at Walmarts because they're like, when they're here, they're going to get something.
You think anyway.
Well, that's why Walmart allows campers to sit outside their place while they're staying overnight. You're almost guaranteed someone's
going
to
buy something. You got to go in and buy a bag of chips or something.
Yeah. Or you're playing Pokemon Go, and I'm insulting myself, too. A Monster Energy, Red Bull.
Try and stay awake.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case might be. So, I mean, that's cool, though. I mean, I know there are places that already don't want people to come in. They're already outlawing it in some places. Like, for instance, the Holocaust Museum, where people were in there playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, no!
The Arlington National Cemetery, where all of our soldiers and honored dead are buried.
We had local idiots in our area get locked in our local cemetery.
There you go.
That's even better.
That's just funny.
Just go dig under the fence like a rabbit. That's what you got to do.
The Duval Police Station, it's up in Washington. I think it's Washington. They had to release a huge statement and put it on social media in the paper that said, please stop going at night or in the day around our police station, walking around trying to find this stuff, because these officers kind of going to be scared for their life.
Well, especially after what's happened in Dallas.
Yeah. This is really not that there's ever a good time to do that. This is the worst time.
Yeah.
But didn't Washington just have that whole standoff a couple months ago, too? So, I mean, they still have to be on guard.
Sure.
They're one of the original shooting and the incident areas. Yeah.
Moving back to the graveyard thing, if you get locked in the graveyard, doesn't that mean that you have full go to all the Pokemon that are there and you don't have to worry about anyone else?
Well, if you're locked in, sure.
Use it as a positive.
Yeah. You're also trapped out in the elements.
Yeah, you'll be okay. It's summertime.
How do you get locked in a cemetery?
Yeah.
It's a gate.
Yes, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not fully enclosed by a fence. You can climb fences, right?
Back to most of the population being obese.
Yeah. Oh, good point, yeah. Well, because that's the thing. I saw one of my favorite memes that's come out of this was the one that says, Michelle Obama has been trying for 8 years to get kids to get out and be active. Pokemon Go did it in less than a week. Because you're hearing all these success stories about people going outside and being active and getting a lot of cardio in. The one I saw was some mother was saying that her kid had whatever kind of phobia it is where he's legitimately afraid of the outside. And he actually spent hours in his backyard catching Pokemon. So it's it's actually is doing some good.
There is positive. As much as people want to be negative about it, if you do it in the right way and you do it responsibly, it is getting kids to exercise in some form or another.
But apparently sore leg syndrome is becoming a thing now.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's my other favorite meme is the one where it says Pokemon Go players be like, and it's Neo in the Matrix, and he's laying there and he's like, why do my legs hurt so much? And Morpheus goes, because you've never used them before.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Now it's true.
Yeah, back to the negative on, why is this the only thing that children are going outside for?
It's starting, though. It's a starting place. Some of these kids have never been exposed to exercise.
It's really sad.
It's sad, but at least it's getting them somewhere. Now, off of the negative, there is one person online that probably had the... I don't know if she may have planned this. It may be scripted, but it's one of the best negative responses. I think we have it right here.
So everyone is playing the Pokemon game, and they keep coming into my work to catch the Pokemons, okay? And so I thought...
Pokemons. Pokemon is a plural, like deer. Deer is a plural of deer. It's not deers.
And before you hit that again, you guys can watch it along with us at afreakaccident.com.
I'm sure they would love to.
But, because I didn't understand how it worked, if I downloaded the game, I could catch all the Pokemons in my work, and people would quit coming to catch them. Well, that's not how it works. So now I have a bunch of Pokemons, and there's people still coming in to get the Pokemons. So now I feel like a nerd because I'm like, oh, go back there, make a left, Zubat's over there, and Squirtle's in Lawn and Garden. By the way,
Squirtle's in Lawn and
but
Garden.
Lawn and Garden's not my area, so I can't go get him. Well, that's where my live feed is right now. Now I feel stupid, but I want to catch him, but I feel stupid. This is just not where I saw myself at 27 years old. Let me get it together. I have a problem. I just drove across the parking lot to get a rat-looking sumbitch.
She sounds like a delight.
She is, let me tell you, hot.
Another great meme is the one where it's like this ratty-looking van with no windows in it, and it just says rare Pokemon inside, how to kidnap a 28-year-old in 2016.
A lot of people getting mugged. Speaking of that.
That's the thing. Everybody my age and in and around my age, 27, 28, all the people who were in that Target demo years back when Pokemon first became huge are getting, like, rebaptized into the religion of Pokemonia or whatever.
I like that name.
Pokemanity.
Ooh. But, yeah, what they do is they have these Pokespots, so all these people are, all these criminals... robbing people.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You just lie in wait at the Pokestop. You know somebody's going to stop by to restock. You just take their stuff.
And you know that person hasn't been outside in like 6 years.
They're not running from you.
Yeah.
You take their real stuff too, not just your Poke stuff. Yeah, they take your phone, your wallet, your shoes.
They're going to catch them all your debit cards. Now, I don't know which one of you are saying it, but you're not watching where you're going. That's a typical thing that happened. This one guy, the thing people do is they videotape themselves when they catch something. So it's, you know, video themselves on the phone, and it's kind of like a split screen. Well, one guy was doing it and wasn't paying attention. You can watch this at freakaccident.com as well.
There's a lure up here, though, I think.
Yeah, there's someone on the bridge.
There's someone on the bridge?
Yeah, I heard him talking.
I'm probably going to go check that out. Wait, how do I even get up there? Wow.
I didn't know that was water.
He it was nighttime and he just falls right in the freaking pond.
And the great thing is the video keeps going, so you see his phone destroy slowly.
Think about this though, Pokemon Go has an estimated 7.5 million downloads in the United States alone.
Genius.
1.6 million in daily revenue.
God.
Why did I not go to school to be a video game designer again?
I know.
I feel like much money could have been made had I just invested in the right thing.
This, and it, all it is an advanced version of geocaching.
Basically.
It's the same idea.
Oh, man, how addicting is geocaching, too?
Oh, I did that with the one guy at work at lunches, and then all of a sudden, every day.
Yep.
Every single day.
Yeah, I've done that. It's where they give you a GPS location and you have to find something that's hidden in that location somewhere within like 100 feet or whatever.
And this has been going on for decades.
There's so many better things to do.
Well, no, it's cool.
Mickey, like sit around the house and not do anything. That's totally a better idea. Totally better.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, at least Pokemon Go got Mickey to move around her backyard a little bit.
It's kind of funny, Mickey. You're complaining about people not getting out of their house and walking and getting outside, and yet you hate doing all of those things.
Yeah. Sure. If that's what you want to think, that's fine.
That's what you've said. That's not me thinking. That's what you've said.
Listen back to the show.
I know.
Ooh, that's in some dude coming out of you. Some sass.
You know what you need to do? You need to catch some chill.
Some chill.
Oh, yeah. Catch them all.
I am going to try and download this game, though, and I'm going to catch more than you.
Please.
You're on. Can you battle in this game? Like, can you battle other people with Pokemon?
There's gyms.
Oh, perfect.
And you could take them over. We can make a group called the Freak Accident.
Yes.
Have people join it with us.
Oh.
Here it is.
Listen, y'all, the rest of you are going down. Right?
Well, no, unless you're on our team.
Right.
Yeah, then yay you. Pokemon,
a Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
UFC 200 was this past weekend. It was supposed to be the biggest event in UFC history.
Yeah, and then everybody started dropping out.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you lost Ronda. She said, nope, I'm not going to. And I still think, I'll tell you right now, we'll get to that in a minute. I still think she's done. She's finished. We'll talk more about that. But you lost her first. Then you lost Conor McGregor.
And that's your other moneymaker right there.
And so what did you have left? They brought Brock Lesnar in to create some kind of a draw. And I think overall, the event still flopped. A lot of people seemed disappointed in it.
A lot of analysts, a lot of fans. That's the overwhelming theme is the word flop.
It sold a lot.
Well, I mean, of course it's going to sell a lot. There was a lot of hope that it was going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, but I don't think it sold nearly as much as they had expected it to or wanted it to.
Well, I mean, if you would have had Conor and Ronda, that number totally skyrockets.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But you didn't have it. Then that John Bones Jones got the drug violation.
Right, the guy who replaced McGregor. Yeah, he dropped out. But that was what Ian was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, he was busted with something two days before the fight?
It's alleged drug use or some enhancement use.
Well, it was busted via drug test. I mean,
yeah, something was in there that shouldn't have been in there.
No.
And so he blew it, too. So then your event was left in shambles, but luckily you still had Lesnar, who came out to enter Sandman and not his WWE theme, which is the biggest mistake you could have possibly made.
Yeah, you want to score in on the fame, but the cool thing was, I now know why WWE did it.
And Heyman didn't come out with it.
No.
Man.
This is why WWE did it. Throughout that entire match, all it was about was SummerSlam. They talked about SummerSlam, they ran promos, they got a healthy dose of advertisement.
Well, that's the thing, too. After the fight was over, which Brock Lesnar won, by the way.
Yeah, by decision.
He won by decision after three complete rounds.
Beat him down.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It wasn't a decision like both guys were in it. Okay. It might as well have been a knockout, because that final picture of Lesnar getting his arm raised into the air as the winner, that other guy, Mark Hunt, he looked like he was a bloody stump because Lesnar just pounded him mercilessly.
From what I hear, the first round, it looked like it may have been a fight because Brock still had to work off some rust. You can practice all you want, but when you're in the real deal situation, it takes a little bit. But as soon as he got into that groove, over.
Yeah.
Over.
Well, he's a freak of nature. He really is. He's just unbelievably athletic. He's ridiculously strong. He's absurdly fast.
Great poker move by the WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you have a top-notch guy.
After he won, all the articles started coming out talking about his victory. Every single one of them mentioned WWE. So you got all that free advertising. You're right.
Not only that, when you jumped on social media, WWE did a great job telling
SummerSlam was trending, wasn't it?
Not only that, they must have told the wrestlers, everybody comment if he wins. Because all the tweets you saw were from WWE guys. None of the UFC. It was a genius move. Your guys were the top trending tweets.
And somebody said he's the best combat fighter ever? Who said that?
I think Jim Ross said it on CBS Radio. But then a couple other people were throwing it out there.
Because, I mean, that is impressive. 5 years on the bench, and he comes back in and wins a fight against a guy who's doing it regularly? That's no small achievement.
No.
And not only that, now he's ranked 8th in heavyweights in UFC.
Best ever, though?
That's what they said. I don't know if I'd say best ever.
I think they're saying it because of the amount of time off. They're factoring that in. The fact that he's going to be wrestling at SummerSlam, and whether you go, wrestling's fake, wrestling's planned, it still takes a lot of athleticism to do that and pull that off 43 days apart.
So do you think he just eats Randy Orton then, coming off his win? He just walks down to the ring and devours him, cannibalism in the middle of the WWE ring.
I feel so bad for Randy Orton. He's going to make his big return, and he's
going to
lose.
And he's going to get eaten.
Well, you can't have Brock lose now.
Lesnar's going to eat him with a side of broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. You like that?
There's going to be one move I guarantee happens, though. He's going to go for the F5, and it's going to turn into an RKO.
Oh, probably.
That's going to happen. He's not going to get the pin
that
way.
And then he's just going to stand back up and laugh, and then eat him.
I sense a theme.
Yeah, the theme is devouring.
Yum, 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 yum.
The eater of Ortons. That's going to be his thing.
But how many Pokemon do you think we're going to be there?
I want to see some kid rush the ring to catch a freaking Voltorb or something that's in there. Then the next big bit of news was that UFC was sold immediately after 200 was over.
Selling while you still can.
Well, because we were talking about it. Honestly, Ian, do you think UFC has seen its heyday? Do you think it's over now?
I mean, with all those big stars that are no longer big parts of that picture, it might have. I mean, this might have been the perfect time to sell. Honestly, the perfect time to sell was right after Ronda Rousey won the last time. Lost the last time. That might have been a time to sell it, because you probably could have gotten $8 billion then.
Yeah, they got $4 billion for the sale of this company after buying it originally for $2 million.
They were talking about selling this last year, right?
They were.
That was
The reports heated up about a month ago.
Yeah. They were talking about it. Like, they were actually getting that. Was we talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
Because we said, you know, they knew a little too much about how much it was going to go for it to have just been a rumor.
Well, yeah, Dana
somebody
White
did their research and everything else.
Dana White kept saying, oh, no, this isn't true.
Yeah. It was very true. And that's the thing. You sell while it's hot. It's honestly not going to get better. And I pointed out before I mentioned it, Ronda Rousey, I'm telling you, is done. Mickey, you were saying it too after she lost. There's no way she's coming back. Because here was something that actually clicked in my brain the other day, because I thought, she keeps saying that she can't come back because of her filming schedule. She keeps having to postpone her return. But assuming she actually beat Holly Holm in that fight and she's still the bantamweight champion, she still had these movies to film. So you're telling me that championship doesn't get defended for a year because of your filming schedule? That's what I'm saying. It's garbage. She would have still had to fight and defend the title amid all that filming if she had still been the champion. It's an excuse. She's not coming back. It's over. And who knows if McGregor's going to come back, too.
Well, no, because the fight between him and UFC, I think there's a lot of salt.
Yeah, definitely is.
I don't know, but there may be. I don't think MMA's over. I think UFC's over.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think, and when I say it's over, I don't necessarily mean that, oh, it's going to come to a complete end. It's just going to fade into irrelevancy. Nobody's going to really care anymore.
Like boxing, to be very honest. Sure. I mean, other than Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, who said he's coming out of retirement, do we know any other boxers right now?
Nope.
We have no idea who any of these people are.
Well, it's the same thing with UFC. Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey. Mickey, name another UFC fighter.
I couldn't even name those two.
But that's what I'm saying. And that's in every sport, you know who the big names are. That's because of they're the biggest names in that particular sport.
Right.
Derek Jeter. You know, you don't watch baseball either, but you knew who Derek Jeter was.
Yes.
Right. So same general concept. The two names everybody knows aren't fighting in your company. So that is not going to do you any good. You had to bring in outside talent like Lesnar just to make 200 viable.
And even if they were there, you only had two. Most sports, you can name at least a handful. You don't even have enough to say, you have enough for two fights.
Think about this. Think about if Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor both fought in 200. This is a totally different conversation, though.
Yeah. I don't think they would have sold.
Oh, no.
At that point, you're still riding high. Yeah, they're selling because I think they see the writing on the wall. They know that, oh, wow, everything we've put cash in, everything we've put stock in the last year or 2 years is really running dry, so we better get out while we can.
I mean, that's not to say that more talent's not going to come up or Brock Lesnar could do what he did a couple years ago for UFC, but I think when you have a star like Ronda Rousey and a star like Conor McGregor, and they're gone, and you know the guy who just failed the drug test, John
Bones Jones.
John Bones Jones. He was a big star, too.
Yeah.
So you lost three people in a span of, like, 3 months.
Dana White's still going to be the president. Who knows how long that's going to last, though? That's what I mean. Like, I guess we'll find out. But there's another lesson to be gleaned from all of this, I think. And that's that they took a company that was basically worthless and turned it into a $4 billion empire. We could take this podcast, and if we just start punching each other, we could sell it for like a couple billion at least in a few years. Who's on board?
Couple billion, 2 cents, I'm in.
All right, my backyard in 5 minutes. I'll see you all out there.
Go.
Ring the bell.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
It's the only game show that makes you feel better once it's over. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Yes or BS!
I am your host, Lazy Mickey, and this show would be nothing without wonderful contestants. We haven't found them yet, so we've settled for these guys. If you'd like to play on the show, please email yesorbs@geocities.net.
Wow, okay.
Now to the people who are playing. First, we have a man that all women love and most doors hate, Ian Hunter. How you doing?
You say women love me. Thank you.
It was a lie. Now.
He was patting the resume.
I was gonna,
I appreciate it.
Going to pat the tape on your mouth if you don't shut up. All right. Next, he was mistaken once for Kim Jong-un. It's Crisco.
It did happen. Yeah, I'm really short and I've got a terrible haircut.
I know. We all know. We've been meaning to tell you. And now, the woman that relates to LL Cool J because Mama said knock you out, our returning champion, Mickey! Oh, did you like your intro?
I'm leaving now.
No, you're not.
Why not?
She probably...
The door is shut!
It is kept by the dead, and the dead keep it. The way is shut.
Do you want to join the dead? The voice. Keep it down. Speak when spoken to.
You got it. I was responding to your comment.
I'll let that one go.
Thank you.
Now, as we all know, the Ghostbuster reboot comes out this weekend.
Boo!
And that's
boo! Boo! Terrible boo! I am not going to see it.
And that's why this game will have nothing to do with that abomination of cinematography.
Yeah!
And everything to do with the original two.
Yeah! Yay!
And if you win today, you'll walk away with tickets to the reboot.
Nah.
We couldn't come up with anything worse. So you guys ready to play?
No.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited.
I think Mickey said yes. So that's why you're going first.
All right.
All right. It's really simple, folks.
Come on, champ.
I'm going to say a statement. They guess if it's yes or BS. Simple. All right. Dan Aykroyd's first draft of the movie was set in the 1700s. Yes or BS?
BS.
Crisco?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
It's BS!
Damn it.
Mickey is the champ.
All right, well.
He wanted it to be set in the future, but it would have cost too much to make. So that's the real answer.
Don't worry, Mickey. I do want you to lose. I promise.
You're going to make me lose my mind. What did I just say before?
Shock that hasn't happened already.
It's going to shock your brain.
By all means, continue.
Continue punching you in the face.
Don't cross the streams.
Cross a rope around your neck. Bill Murray's Caddyshack character, Carl Spackler, was in the movie, but his scene got cut. Yes or BS? Crisco.
BS.
BS.
Yes.
It's yes! I can't do this.
Mickey, I really am trying to beat you this time, really.
Just trust me, it was in there. All right. Oh, boy. All right, we can go to Ian next. Chevy Chase wasn't in the movie, but he was in the Ghostbusters music video. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes?
Yes.
The answer's yes! He almost played Peter Venkman before Bill Murray got the part. Then he was in the music video with a whole list of celebrities, including John Candy, George Wendt, Al Franken, Danny DeVito, and Carly Simon.
Wow.
How about that?
Those like, are 80s celebrities.
It's like we are the world of ghosts. It's amazing. All right, you continue. You ready to continue to play?
Yes.
This game brought to you by... Stuff.
I was ready for you to say Stay Puffed.
I thought I was going to say ectoplasm.
One of those. There were a million better things,
hey,
and you got stuff.
I thought you guys weren't going to talk. Guess we all lose.
Yay!
What was that?
I lose.
No. You're currently winning.
Yeah, you're up by two.
I think we understood that. Didn't need your response. Pushing you down the stairs. All right. Mickey. It's yes or BS? Slimer didn't have a name until the second movie. Yes or BS?
Yes.
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 That is yes! They referred to him as the onion-head ghost because he was supposed to smell really bad.
And he called him an ugly little spud, too.
And then the fans named him Slimer, and it stuck. How about that? The fans have a voice.
He was great in the cartoon.
Unlike you're supposed to have a voice right now. All right.
He's slimy, Ray.
Shut up! Ian, you're too young to even remember these. All right, final question. Crisco!
All right.
That really was loud when I said that. Yeah. Harold Ramis, who played Dr. Egon Spengler...
Is dead, yes.
Correct! No! and wrote the movie, had no intentions on being in the movie. Yes or BS?
Yes.
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 That's a yes! He originally just wanted to write it, but he decided he was the best person suited for Egon. Talk about a freaking ego.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Ego, Egon, maybe that was intentional.
Supposed to talk, not supposed to talk. Maybe that's supposed to be intentional. How about that one, Crisco?
Maybe, I don't know.
The winner of this game, and this isn't even a lie, Mickey with the streak!
Yeah!
You got every question right! That's right!
Champion! Champion! Champion!
Hang on, lower the music. Would you like to say anything as the winner?
I still hate my life.
All right.
Up next on A Freak Accident, Ric Flair.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
You know, I didn't think I could top Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, but
that was
I think
a big one last week. Yeah.
I think I did.
Kind of a little bit.
Ric Flair.
Now, how long have you been watching him actually wrestle?
Let's see.
Your entire life?
I started watching wrestling in 87, yeah. So since I was like 4.
So you've seen Nate go at it on every stage, in every kind of match, in every scenario.
I know the full history of Ric Flair. I've seen videos. He is, for Ian and Mickey, who may not understand the spectrum of it, he's the Babe Ruth
of wrestling.
He really is.
Yeah.
He is the reason that it even is where it's at today.
I know this because Murderer has watched all of these videos and even did the Space Mountain picture when we went to Disney.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's
that's
a big awesome. Ric Flair fan.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would find it hard to believe if anybody isn't. He's amazing. He's a legend. And Lazy E, you were lucky enough to talk to him.
So awesome.
And now we have him right here on A Freak Accident.
Woo! What's going on? I am Lazy E.
Lazy E, what's up, brother?
Right there is Ric Flair. You don't understand. This is a big moment for me. I met you like a couple years back, and I still remember. I was like, you're the styling and profiling guy. And I wanted to make that the picture we wanted to get together. So I brought a cigar with me. You held one, I held one, and that is now, don't tell the girlfriend this, it's in front of the picture of me and my girlfriend.
Awesome. Where was that at?
I think it was in New Jersey at some point.
Probably could have been. Did I burn a hole in my suit that night?
You may have. I'm not sure. It gets a little fuzzy.
That's one of the reasons I quit drinking, smoking cigars.
Hey. That is actually a good point. Also, I guess the health reasons, too. But burning yourself is a big part, too. We're talking to you today because you're going to be doing something that's really cool. I've never seen this done before, but definitely worth checking out. Interactive WWE Legends Experience, July 23rd, Sands Bethlehem Event Center. And you're going to be joining up with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. And you're going to be talking stories, even your matchup that you had back in the day at Clash of the Champions. Now, I understand, you know, you retired. WrestleMania 24, you had your retirement match with Shawn Michaels, but bringing up this match again, talking with Steamboat again, will this give you that itch to jump back in the ring?
Well, first, I had 3 matches in 89 with Steamboat that are, I guess, by most people considered legendary. They were really good matches. I think we had a million more besides those 3, but they happened to be on TBS. But the moment with Shawn Michaels in 2008, I mean, even though I was 59 years old, was magic, but it was magic because of Shawn Michaels. I just walked into the ring and Shawn did all the work.
Wow. So you're saying this won't give you that itch to come back? This is you're done.
Well, I always love coming back. I love being on the show. I don't think it's ever, even though I'm physically capable and in good enough shape to wrestle, but I don't think that's anything in the foreseeable future, but I love being on the show, and you know, wrestling's my life, and the more, even though I do a lot of stuff outside of the business now with Comic-Cons and motivational speaking, anytime I have an opportunity to work for the company and represent them, I love it. I'm actually going to Hawaii and Tokyo with them on next Tuesday for a week, so I'm looking forward to that. Nothing like a night out in Honolulu and then two nights out in Honolulu and two nights out in Tokyo. I'm sure I'll find something to do.
Yeah, there's some things to do out in Hawaii and Tokyo. Okay, right now, I'm going to need you to switch from the styling and profiling Ric Flair to the family man. Everyone knows that your daughter Charlotte is killing it in the WWE as a women's champion, but as a dad, is it hard to watch her take those bruises and falls?
First of all, ladies, she is probably the best athlete in the company, certainly a much better athlete than me. And by that, by the company, I mean men or women. She's a phenomenal athlete. And she hasn't even been wrestling 4 years yet. So she picked it up. She's incredibly strong. She's so gifted athletically, she could have gone to college and played a Division I sport in four different sports. She ultimately chose volleyball, but she could have played basketball, track and field, or she could have been, because she was an All-American cheerleader in high school. So, you know, she just had that gift, and she brought it to the company, and it took a little while to figure it out because it's a difficult business, but once she got her grip on her interview, the problem was never her athletic ability, but it's hard to form a character, find an identity. Once she got her hands on that, man, there's nobody holding her back, and there's nobody like her. I'm not saying it because my daughter watched the moonsault at WrestleMania. That pretty much says it all.
That was a heck of a move. But is it hard for you as a dad to watch her do that stuff, to not get scared?
Well, here's the deal. I told her. I said, at first it bothered me because I worried about her. And if you look at the number of injuries in our business, it's scary. But it's because we don't have days off. I mean, we're not seasonal. The kids are conditioned and they're maxed out in conditioning, but it's just a hard schedule, and there's going to be injuries just like there are in every other sport. But I told her, if you're worried about getting injured, don't go in the ring.
Yeah.
The minute you start worrying about getting hurt, you're not worth going in the ring, because then that's how things happen. You can't overthink it. You just got to go in there and say, hey, I know what I'm doing, where I'm going, and this is going to be the outcome, and just think positive. So we're on the same page. Yeah, I always worry about her, but every time I ask, are you all right? She just goes, yeah, stop. So
okay, I got to ask one more question here. The ladies, you know, you could get any lady you want, but what do the ladies have to do to woo Ric Flair?
Oh, man, you know, I'm pretty much retired. I've really settled down now, and that wooing part of my life is over.
What can you teach me to woo the ladies? Because I definitely have trouble with that.
Well, you just have to let them know that when you walk in the place, you own it. And you own them if you elect to choose them.
Oh, yeah.
You have to live by the motto, no one could be first, but any number of you could be next.
I am going to use that line. I'll probably get fired if I say it here at work.
I mean, They come to us. We don't go to them.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I never walked over to a chick in my life. I walked in the door, threw my hair back, and they were running. Towards me.
Yeah, they are. Ric Flair going to be with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Interactive WWE Legends Experience, July 23rd. Sands Bethlehem Event Center. Ric Flair, it has been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, sir, very much. Nice talking to you.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes. Music you can use.
You're goddamn right.
On A Freak Accident.
Oh, yeah, I love these segments. Some of my favorite moments on our show.
It's giving your ears a little something that you may not have known about.
Yeah, because music, on the whole, is terrible. Let's be honest, the stuff that makes it to the top of the Billboard charts,
most of the time, not that great.
Yeah, no. So we've decided to take it upon ourselves. Since you trust us enough to listen to us on a regular basis, we're going to give you some clues, and we're going to clue you in, I should say, on new music in the world of rock, because let's be honest, that's where real music resides. And we're going to tell you what you should be listening to, because our opinion is the only one that matters.
So you're telling me you don't like Fergie's new MILF song?
No, I don't.
To be fair, it's called MILF Shake.
Sorry.
I thought it was called MILF Money.
I don't know.
Does it matter?
No.
No, that's what I mean. That's popular music, though. So we're going to give you actually good music to listen to.
This is why I just don't listen to the radio anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Just justifying our careers.
You just listen to the circus music in your head.
You would be correct.
So is that the music that's playing while you're trying to catch Pokemon?
That joke was pretty bad.
Where did you come from?
It was so bad I didn't get a sound bite afterward.
No, that was just dead air. I just wanted to let you marinate in that one.
Yeah, let you feel.
Just leave a minute. Let those spices soak into the skin.
Hear the Mack truck drive through.
Oh, man, she wants you to get hit by a Mack truck.
It was at that moment I wish there was like a train whistle in the distance. Just toot, toot. Like, you know, yeah, it's just so quiet. Like the frontier goes silent.
So what's the first thing on the docket?
Keep that crap to yourself, first of all.
That's the first band?
No.
Keep that crap to yourself.
No, the first band is a band called Temple Agents, and they have a new live album out now called Live at Santiago de Chile?
De Chile.
I don't know how to pronounce Chile. Is it Chile or Chile? Santiago de Chile.
Santiago de Chile.
It's Santiago the Chile. That's what it is. Live from Santiago, the Chile.
I love Chile.
Yeah, right. So they have a new live album out. Like I said, it's Temple Agents, and the new song is called Divine Lightning. And it actually features Kevin Martin from Candlebox, since they've been touring around with Candlebox.
And when you listen to the song, you'll notice they have very similar vocals. Really cool sound. That's live.
Yeah. That's pretty good sound quality. Pretty good processing and recording equipment capturing that live sound. That's not terrible.
I'll just go with good musicianship because that is the first and always the first problem.
There you go. I think they must be talented musicians. Yeah, this definitely isn't... They're not a studio band. They are definitely a live band for sure.
We can even tell the way he does his vocals. Right. There's vibrato. There's a lot of technical stuff going on in there.
Wow.
Definitely has that Candlebox sound.
You know what I said? They are better Creed.
Yeah. Way better Creed.
If Creed was better, it would be this band.
What I like about this kind of cuts against the grain of what's out now, even in rock.
Yeah.
A little different. I love it.
Absolutely. I like it. It's got a lot of range. It's a good song.
It's not just beat your head in with sound either.
Yeah.
It's a lot of melodies, a lot of stuff going on.
It is very, very melodic, and I like that. It's very easy to listen to. It goes down like sweet scotch. Ah, scotch. I need to buy some scotch. I'm out of scotch. You know, I haven't had scotch on my liquor shelf in quite some time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how alcoholism starts.
Starts? I'm a couple years in, son.
This is how it progresses. He sounds so much alike, Kevin Martin, in this.
It's difficult to tell them apart, yeah.
The scream, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, sounds a lot like Alice in Chains and Layne Staley.
A little bit, yeah. I'm definitely picking up that influence.
Right there.
Yeah, I like it. I like them and their scotch sound. Tastes like scotch. It feels like scotch. Scotch is just so delicious. You know what I mean?
Scotch, scotch. I love scotch.
Scotchy, scotch, scotch. And I mean, this Divine Lightning by the Temple Agents.
You get their live CD.
Yeah.
Santiago de Chile.
I might have to after hearing that. That's a good tune.
Oh, it's really good. And the rest of their tracks are pretty solid, too.
Right on. All right. Well, what would we rate that one? 1 to 5.
I'd give it a 3.5.
I'd go right with you. 3.5.
I'm going to go with a 4. I really liked it.
Okay.
I'm going with a 3.
All right. So you're cutting it a little closer to the middle?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I like it. It's a good song, you know?
Above average.
Yeah. It's better than that freaking stupid milkshake money song, whatever it is.
No.
Strawberry MILF Nana Split or whatever it's called.
That's,
I don't know.
That's just great.
Yeah.
Don't diss on the Fergie Ferg.
Now, this next song, I only discovered this band in the past week.
I've seen these kids live, and I say kids,
they
not
are kids.
Yeah, I'm not just doing a degrading kids line. These kids are 13. I saw them when they were 8. Like, it is crazy.
Yeah, that's what blew my mind. They're 13 freaking years old. We're going to play the song, okay? The band is called Unlocking the Truth. They've got an album out called Chaos. This song is called Take Control.
13 years old. I couldn't move my hand that fast now.
Yeah.
Let alone at 13.
Yeah, Ian. Yeah, they're 13 years old. I'm banging my head, baby. I love it.
Now, do you know how this would sound if I was 13 and I did this?
I love, like, the tempo shifts, too. That is fantastic.
I have to note, this is a three-piece band.
Yeah, only three of them, too. Yeah.
They're producing that much sound with three guys?
Yeah, three kids! 13, Ian! 13 years old!
What I was just saying before, if I was 13 years old doing this, it would sound like this.
Take control! Take control!
Yeah. Kind of sound like that now.
I just feel like this is the band that proves to every musician that says that a three-piece band can't make a full sound. They just did it.
Or anybody who says music is too hard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is your excuse after hearing this? How good this is? Like, this is... Yeah. Three-piece band, kids, 13 years old, from Brooklyn. Like... I'm sorry, where's my talent? Okay? Where is it? I'm 27 years old, what have I done with my life? Three 13-year-olds can pull something like this off.
And they did something even better. They made the new metal sound work. Yeah. The rap, rock sound. They did it well.
Yeah.
You said you saw them when they were 8?
Yeah.
So they've been together all this time. What do they sound like when they were 8?
Pretty similar. It's scary. Can you imagine
they hit puberty at 4.
Can you imagine the parents that try to yell at them, go do your homework? No! I won't do homework!
You know they perform at kids' birthday parties. Those birthday parties must freaking rock.
I know, man. Jeez. It's a nice breakdown at the end here, too. Breakdown! Yeah, so every musician out there, what is your excuse after hearing that? Unfrigging real. And it's an amazing song.
And they're 13.
And there's only three of them.
Wow.
Unreal. Yeah, from Brooklyn. Unlocking the Truth. Song is Take Control. Album is Chaos. It's a 5. I rate that one a 5. It's incredible. I can't even wrap my mind around how awesome that
is. I'm giving it a 4, and that's a big step for me. That wow.
Shut your mouth. It's a 5.
They're 13. They have feelings.
How old are you? 33?
Oh, my God. I'm...
I'm 20 years older than them.
They are literally, yeah, they are literally divisible by your age. How does that feel?
I feel gross.
What did you rate?
That's a five, man. I don't know why your four is coming from.
Yeah.
Other than jealousy.
I'm going with four too.
Thank you.
I feel like they have a lot of room to grow.
That's because you're old.
They're 13!
Right!
Yeah. They literally have a lot of room to grow. They have growth spurts.
By the time they're my age, they're going to reinvent music.
Probably. Not even. I'd give them like 18, they'll reinvent music.
And then they'll reinvent themselves by the time they're 27. I haven't even invented a successful podcast yet.
We're working on it.
We are. It's a work in progress. We're doing it.
We have the minds of a 13-year-old.
True.
So we're almost there. Yeah. We got the recipe.
The humor of a 5-year-old.
You know, we were talking about them being a 3-piece band. We're going to go right into an album from a 3-piece band.
Yeah, the new album from Chevelle. I mean, we reviewed Joyride, the new song, a couple weeks ago on the show. And the new album has finally come out. I was so looking forward to this one, The North Corridor. And, I mean, I got it first day. It burned a hole through my car's CD player over the weekend. I haven't stopped listening to it. I am absolutely so over and above addicted to this album.
It's amazing how they did Chevelle. They did Chevelle. That's what they're doing. But it somehow feels... You know what I mean, Mickey?
She's making a face after that comment.
Meaning... They don't sound any different than they did before.
Okay.
It's a very similar
sound.
Yeah, Chevelle did Chevelle. They didn't try to be someone else. Perfect example, we talked about Candlebox before. Candlebox went totally left field with their song, you know what I mean? But they do it different enough that this might be one of their best albums.
Yeah, honestly for me, this album is in contention for my favorite album that they've done.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. I mean, I think This Kind of Thinking was probably my favorite album before this one. I mean, but this record is just incredible. It's just absolutely incredible.
Did you hear where we might get to see them in this fall?
Where?
Well, it's right now. They actually announced it just yesterday. October 8th, I want to say, and it's going around the country too, but Bryce Jordan Center in Penn State. It's going to be Disturbed, Chevelle, and Nothing More.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be the show up at the Bryce Jordan Center and going all around the United States.
Back to the 90s again.
Yeah, and they're doing a state thing. They're both, Disturbed and Chevelle are both from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. What year is it again? I'm so confused.
I have no idea.
Pokemon's
anymore.
Popular. You can get Ecto Cooler in stores. Blink-182 has a new album. Chevelle and Disturbed are touring around. Yeah, it's basically the 90s again, and I'm okay with it.
Can I ask you this, though?
Yeah.
What is bad about any of those things?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I loved the 90s. The 90s were great. I'll keep my 90s. Everybody else can keep going into 2017 if you want, by all means.
I'm going to pregame this concert with some Ecto Cooler. It's going to be great. And catch Pokemon. Now, oh, my God.
Ian, you haven't heard the album yet, right?
I haven't heard the album. I mean, I've heard this song, obviously.
Right.
But, I mean, this song is great. I love Chevelle.
Do yourself a favor, man. Buy it. Because
I mean, I work where I can buy it, so I'll just have to get on
you
that.
You probably get an employee discount or something, too.
Not with
you?
New stuff. I have to wait like 6 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Why even bother working there, then? What a load of crap.
I
love the new album, though. It's great. Mickey, what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. I do think they stepped up from their last album.
Yeah. What was the last one? I can't remember what the name of it was.
Neither can
I. It was the one with Hats Off to the Bull on it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
No,
it was.
Yeah, there wasn't an album between that one and this one.
La Gargola. That was the name
La
of it.
La Gargola. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one did feel kind of weak. I mean, now in retrospect, it really feels weak compared to how great this one is.
That album was a little more slow-paced.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say Hats Off to the Bull was like the peak of coming into this album.
Right.
Like that was the idea, and they kind of lost it, and then they finally went, oh, okay, now we get it. And they moved on to this one.
I'll tell you what, they said that this album was going to be heavier, too. It is heavier.
Yeah.
There's definitely shades of heaviness to this record.
You're getting back to their origins.
Yeah.
A little bit with this album, with the sound at least.
Yeah, I love it, though. I don't think there's a song on it that I didn't like. I mean, it never felt like background noise or anything like that we often say when you listen to a whole album front to back. It can start to bleed
lead into the background after a while. Didn't feel that. Didn't vibe that at all. I mean, I love it.
A lot of that has to do with the way he did the vocals. He changes it up so much during the songs. Like, he goes from screaming to going a little maniacal to actually doing melody that you can't get bored of it. It can't be background noise at that point.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. I mean, so, I mean, rating it, what would we rate it, E?
Five.
Five. Okay.
If I could go higher, I would.
There's his number. I'm going 3.5.
Oh, okay. You are gutting that.
Brutal.
Album.
Yeah.
Mickey's got high standards for Chappelle, I guess.
Yeah.
You've been listening to them for a while. You're a big fan, so.
Pretty much since they came out.
All right. Ian?
Incomplete.
All right, yeah, he didn't listen to it. What a stupid thing for me to ask. And I would probably give it, I'd probably give it a 4.5. Actually, I wouldn't go whole five on it, but I loved it. It was just an awesome record.
High praise.
Very high praise.
That's what this album is.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if there's, honestly, of everything that's come out so far this year, if there's one album you get that one. Get the North Corridor.
I just say buckle up your money and just go spend it all. Listen to all our music you could use segments and just spend it all.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Or just buy the North Corridor. Buy it five times just for no reason. Just keep buying it.
You're welcome, music industry.
Yeah. Yeah. No more MILF sliding boards or whatever that song. I don't even know. I don't care.
Listen, if you're going to make fun of Fergie.
Slip and Slilf, whatever it is.
Why don't you just make fun of Elvis at that point?
I am going to give you a black eye. That's what's going to happen.
You promise?
But at the end of the day, Lazy E has got that MILF money.
Yeah. Yeah, what you going to do about that?
I think I got an ulcer. That's what I think. All right, let's end this show. Mickey, where do the listeners need to go and do to save themselves?
You can go to afreakaccident.com. You can click connect on the menu bar and find us on all of our social media pages.
Yes. And if they want to send us an email, what do they need to do?
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Let us know who you are. Let us know how you found the show. Let us know where you're from. Tell us something weird about your life or your area, whatever the case may be. And give us advice on the show, too. We're always wanting to try and improve and be better for you. So, let us know what we could be doing better for you. We would love to hear from you.
You can download us on iTunes as well.
And subscribe,
too. Oh, subscribe. That's right. Download, subscribe.
If you subscribe, the advantage is they get us automatically delivered to them every week.
Lack of technology. Logical terms on this end of the microphone.
Oh, yeah, you don't use computers.
Wow, that got silent really fast.
I forgot where I was going.
Leave us a good review. Help us climb the charts. And we're available on Google Play Music or wherever podcasts are downloaded. Thank you for downloading and listening to us this week. Next week on the show, I was upset to hear, and I know Ian was too, that the FBI has suspended their investigation of D.B. Cooper indefinitely. They're just giving up on trying to solve that mystery.
Done.
So with that being said, we're going to take a look at 13 unsolved mysteries that need to be solved in 2016.
Ooh.
That's next week on A Freak Accident. We hope you'll be back for it. As for this episode, we're done. Thank you for being here. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
13. What am I doing with my life?
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.